relax and recline at Reading Cinemas Charlestown. The latest movie reviews with Joe Casamento.
I smiled to myself yesterday thinking, oh, we love sending Joe to Avenger movies.
Well, how about we save the best till last? Because that was, you couldn't even get a session yesterday. They were so sold out. But so we'll get there,
Joe. I had to queue for an hour.
I know.
I had to walk home because I couldn't get a park near the cinema.
All right. Tell us about Last Flag Flying.
At 10 o'clock at night.
I really want to see this Last Flag Flying. It looks fantastic.
Oh, look, this has an impeccable cast. This is the Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Sort of a buddy movie. It's really interesting, and it's sort of almost a sort of, you know, driving movie as well. They play Vietnam War vets who haven't seen each other in 30 years, and they've all gone on different paths. One's a drunk, one's happily married and a priest, and one's lived a sort of up-and-down life. Anyway, they're brought together to bring Doc, who is played by Steve Carell's son, to bring his body home. He's a young Marine who's been killed in Iraq. So they go on this sort of buddy movie to collect the body from Arlington. Now, it sounds like it's really somber, and it is, and it has, you know, the film is very, it's quite, you know, depressing and deep, but there's a lot of lightness in there as well. There, there's three old dudes, and they're just hilarious together. And they go and collect this casket, which, you know, is not a nice job to do. It really is a beautiful, you know, testament of a father and his last duty to his son. As I said, it sounds a little bit weird, but it has a depth and richness that you won't get in the typical blockbusters.
Joe, I'm crying already.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
It's so sad.
It's a beautiful tribute that this father gives his son, and it's mature and memorable, and I'm going to give it 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Because I love those movies that have a sad undertone but make you laugh all the way through.
Yeah, really, as I said, it has a depth that you don't see in most films, and it's gorgeous to watch those three on screen together.
I feel like we're putting Jo on the couch. She's traumatised by the experience.
Speaking of movies that have depth.
Yes. Let me tell you, this has been 10 years and I think 18 movies leading up to this momentous Marvel delivery. Now, you know, as we've said, I really wasn't looking forward to this, but I go in with my hat on of preparing not to like something. So that in turn gives me a positive outcome. This is a dazzling array of superheroes. And, you know, they band together for this amazing fight against their biggest threat yet. Now, it's exhausting, I will tell you that, but it's exciting at the same time. It's unbelievably ambitious. You see all of these superheroes in the one galaxy, and it's quite amazing how the makers tend to each story. So, you know, you've got from Thor to Hulk to Captain America to Iron Man. You've got all these incredible, I mean, it's the best ensemble cast you could ever come across, really. You've got Scarlett Johansson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo. I mean, the list is, it just, I couldn't list them all here right now. And it makes you think, God, these superstars came together for one moment in time. It is ambitious. It's long. It's the most, action scenes I've ever seen in one film. Really, it's like the climatic scene in most of these movies, but the whole way through.
Okay. Out of 10.
So it's an epic romp across the galaxy. It's funny. There are big action sequences. The fans are going crazy. My daughter, who is a mad Marvel fan and spent all day yesterday watching Avengers 1 and 2 in the lead-up, was absolutely besotted. So I am going to give this one an 8 out of 10.
Ooh,
there
nice.
You are.
Okay.
Nice. Thanks, Joe.
There's nothing thrilling about seeing all those guys on screen.
Yeah,
you
got to
say.
True.
When you've got four, you know, trading barbs with Chris Pratt and who's got the bigger muscles, and it's quite funny.
I think just looking at the trailer too, that the Guardians of the Galaxy is that extra level of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. And what I love about them is they do have a sense of humour.
Yes.
So there's a lot of laughter throughout.
Yep.
It's not too dark. It is relentless in its intensity. Disappointing elements, probably too much of it maybe. But if you're a fan, I'm sure you would have sat there absolutely mesmerised.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Go to an earlier session than I did, though, if you've got the kids.
Jeez,
good on you, Joe. There's Joe Casamento, our movie reviewer. Thanks to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. You can relax and recline at Reading Cinemas in Charlestown.
Mm. I looked around trying to book the BJ and I tickets yesterday.
Couldn't
get our seats.
I know, every capital city sold out.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
The movies were ridiculous yesterday. We went to a 10 o'clock session and it was packed as well. The movies were just, because of the weather as well.
he's sounding like he's all cool seeing Avengers on Anzac Day.
What did you see, Rise?
What did you see?
Sherlock Gnomes.
Hang on, did Tarantino do that one, mate?
Tarantino didn't do that one, but it's awesome. I loved it.
That's it, Rise.
Okay, yeah, not as good as the Avengers or the other one. Tenure and Steve. We've got Supercars tickets soon. 29 KOFM will press play on 40 minutes of non-stop music straight after Tenure and Steve this morning. Thanks to Homeworld Thornton. Discover your options in building a new home at Homeworld Thornton. It's 8:41.
Tenure?
I've
got a friend of mine. There's something's happened to it. I want to run it by you and perhaps people listening to the show to help him out.
So a friend of yours and you need advice for your friend. Has this got something to do with dysfunction? No? It's usually the way. No?
Well, no, but don't spoil tomorrow's show. It's an expose.
What happened to your friend?
My friend was innocently driving along and someone hit him, Dyke swerved in the wet and hit his car, caused $2,000 worth of damage. The young peeplater that hit him, very nice, gave all full details, and then actually went home, texted my good friend and said, he gave me a number for the insurance company all going ahead and again apologised me to him for, apologised to him for hitting him.
Yeah.
Yep.
So a nice young man and took a responsibility of his things.
Yeah.
And then so I went and got the quote and it was about $2,500.
You got the quote or did your friend get the quote?
No, I got my quote for the friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was busy that day. He was busy that day, Rise.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Might I add, he's a bloody nice fella.
Is he?
Oh, lovely fella.
Good looking
as well. You'd like him too. And cut a long story short, then went to the panel beater, got the quote, and then went all a bit silent.
Right.
And he rang and finally my mate had to text the young fellow and said, oh, look, mate, some things here. And he texted back and said, he's out of work, hasn't got any money and can't afford to pay it.
Ooh.
Can't afford to pay the excess.
Can't afford to pay the excess.
Oh, how often does this happen, I wonder?
I don't know. And this is the question my friend asked if I could bring onto the show.
Well,
what does he do now?
Bear in mind, I park next to your friend's car every morning. And
oh, you do know him, of course.
I do know him. Yeah. And that damage, it's surprising how much damage costs these days.
Yep. Yeah, it's not a big ding. And I know that the young fella that saw it thought this would be about $500 and that's why he was so wonderful. And to his credit, though, again, when my friend texted him, he did return the text quickly. He's not running or shirking. Just said, sorry, out
can't
of work,
afford it.
Haven't got much money. But then my friend thought, what do I do now?
Okay.
That's what he thought.
Okay, you've got two options. You can be a nice guy and think that this you're responsible for this kid saving a few dollars to give to you down the track.
Mm.
And I use the words nice guy when I should really
sucker.
Say a nice, sucker. Yeah, okay. All right.
Thanks, Tanya.
Because he's not related to you, Steve. Mm. This is the fact is he's made a mistake.
Mm.
He's tried to do the best he can with it.
I can't believe you guys have seen through the fact it was me.
It's not your problem that he doesn't have the money. I think you're going to have to go through your insurance and let them deal with it.
I don't even know where. So what's that? How do you do that?
You've got comprehensive insurance?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then leave it in the hands of your insurance company. And they
will get the money out of...
See, and this is the thing, what a hassle. Now I've got to go do all this chasing. I've got to go and do all of this.
Okay.
Now I'm getting cranky.
Well, why don't we throw it out? Would you like to hear what others have gone
through? I'm curious if this has happened to other people where the person that hit them just said, can't afford the excess, sorry, dude.
And what do you do
in
that situation?
Give us a call, 4942-1029, if it has happened to you. Do you call the police and get the police involved?
No. It's through the insurance.
Okay.
It's definitely through, because he's not running. He's
owned up to saying, I'm out of work, I haven't even met. Like, he seems a good kid to me. That's why I'm like,
But he's not your kid.
No, I know he's not my kid.
Have you got his license and everything? So you know his name and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. Got all of that.
Yeah. And he's not shirking his responsibility, or hasn't been until now.
And you just can't get blood out of a stone, though.
No, I know. But it's not your problem.
No, I know. I was driving innocently along and he hit me. I get that.
Yeah. It's become your problem.
Yeah.
Cameron, have you got any advice or experience in this area?
Well, yeah, the same thing happened to my sister a couple of months ago, actually. Literally the exact same thing. The guy said, owned up to it, gave her a number, said, look, I can't afford to pay. She went through the insurance company, and now she's got a brand new car.
Oh, really?
Okay, meaning meaning that she had to pay excess and or what?
No, she didn't. She didn't have to pay a cent. It was just because she had a cheap bomb of a car that she could afford a new one that was just good, because the value wasn't very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Does anyone ever told you you sound like Troy off Married at First Sight?
No, but I'm a bit concerned now.
He's got... Sorry, Cameron. Ruining the day.
No, you know Cameron. You don't know.
It just dinged in my head who you mean. Yeah, yes, he does. You're right.
Matt,
mate, what's going on? Help me.
Mate, we had a similar situation. The young lady couldn't afford her excess when she ran into the wife's car. And we just ended up taking it to the panel beaters. We got the quote. We let them know our insurance details and the other person's details, and they literally handled it all. They said, righto, no worries. Rung us up and said, righto, we've got approval from your insurance company. When do you want to book it in to get fixed? That was simple.
So you don't have to pay excess. Your insurance company, without excess payment, will fix the car that someone else hit.
Yeah, because they chase the... they chase it from the other party because they're
okay.
At fault.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They will chase it, and you don't. It's that simple. It was a very easy. Okay. It all seemed very daunting, but it was very, very easy.
All right.
See, I think Steve's concerned that they can't get blood from a stone. So what happens if they can't get money out of this kid?
I
that's their problem, know. Obviously.
I can't answer that because I wonder whether they go right. We can't insure you anymore, I'm not sure on that one.
The insurer might have to wear that cost, Steve.
Maybe
$850 or whatever the excess would be.
Well, I guess that's it. It's almost like, okay, I'm in that thing now. Where do I go with this? Do I say, okay, I'll give you a month to save the money, or do I go straight to my insurance company? Then they chase him down.
I reckon go to them.
Insurance, but yep. Paul, what do you want to say?
Yeah, it's pretty much what everyone's saying. You can identify the person, and that's it. And they'll chase him up and pay off.
Okay,
It's a bit like people who won't use their no claim. Why? You're going to pay the insurance company money and then not use it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they'll chase him up.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, so you do need to go through your insurance. As much as those fatherly heartstrings are tugged because you see this kid as a nice kid, you don't have to wear that. So
if I ring my insurance company, I'm going to get someone in India who I can't understand for about 4 hours on a phone.
Yeah.
That's what actually is more annoying.
Well, push through that.
Push through it. You've got to go through insurance because you can't get money out of it.
Oh, hassle.
Okay.
Mm. It'd be all right if I did it. If it was my fault,
yeah.
Then I'm going through all this hassle and it's someone else's fault.
I know. That's the world we live in.
No, it's not.
You're going to have to tell your friend, Steve, to go through the insurance company.
I'm actually, thank you for your help. I'm actually angrier now that I have to do that than the other way around. What a hassle.
So basically, we've just uncovered another way in which you're lazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's Denyer and Steve.
Yep, yes.
It's KUFM. Thanks for your calls on 4942-1029.
Knockout deals now on at Cardiff Motor Group.
Sterling and Gillespie are trading punches.
Go deep for Butterfly! Peter Sterling! Take your head off the man!
Peter Sterling with Sterlo's Selections.
Morning, Pete.
Morning, Tanya. Morning, Steve. I tipped the Dragons and the Storm.
Did you?
Yeah. Your mates, the Warriors, have done it to you again, Pete.
trust me, I wasn't on them. little bit of a surprise, the scoreline, I have to say. But, a lot of sides will get knocked off by Melbourne in that fashion this year. So if you're a Warriors fan, stay a little bit solid. I'm not.
Well, if you're a Knights fan, we were devastated with Mitchell's injury last weekend. And in your experience, first up, we heard 16 weeks. Mitchell came on this show on Monday and said, no, hopefully just 10. Have you heard too many over the years, Peter? And what's the recovery time?
Look, I'd love to think that Mitchell will be right, but I think it'll be closer to 16. They're really bad injuries in regards to how long it takes to get over them, and you can't come back early from them. And it's a strange one because there's such a kind of a new injury in regards to, like, mm. when when I played, never heard of anything like a pectoral tear like that. But now, so many players in the last few seasons, last five seasons, have been put on the sidelines before them. I don't know whether it's the way they train, the new tackling techniques or whatever it is, but it's it and syndesmosis, which I'm still not quite sure what it is.
Sounds horrible, though, doesn't it?
Apparently, yeah. I think it's just you sprained your ankle. It's now syndesmosis. So those are the two that seem to put our players on the sidelines for the lengthy periods.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking we should head around to his place on a daily basis and go a bit old school and get the bucket of water and the sponge, Pete.
Yeah, magic one, absolutely. It's a devastating blow for the Knights.
Yeah.
He's been so good for them this year, and I think that their four victories have been sort of under 6 points, and he's got them home or steered them home in that fashion. So you just wonder, put in the same position again, and they will be many times throughout this year, just, who will step up. Obviously, hopefully Connor Watson comes back successfully, and young Brock Lamb and Jack Cogger are good young players, but, Mitchell has been the difference on a number of occasions.
All right, well, let's whip through them then quickly. Who do you reckon? I'm not going to tell you which ones I'm asking about.
No, I'm just thinking in a minute.
I'm just going to see how good he really is.
Yeah, who do you reckon, Sterling?
just on the Knights Seagulls, do you think the Knights can do it then?
I'm concerned for them because I think Manly are going to hit back really hard after the week they had last week. So I'm tipping Manly. And I'll just reserve my judgment on Newcastle for a couple of weeks as to how they handle the loss of Mitchell, to be honest.
Tonight's game, Rabbitohs-Broncos. How nice was it to see Inglis in open ground the other week?
Yeah, it was wonderful. And, if they'd have gone another 50 metres, they'd have still been that far in front.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Rabbitohs. I don't think there's any side, along apart from the Dragons, that are in as good a form as the Rabbitohs. I think they'll have a good winning run. So I liked them again.
Panthers-Bulldogs.
Going Panthers, too many points, although they have got a lot of players on the sideline, something like six or seven potential starters, so they really are testing their depth.
Titans, Sharks?
Sharks.
Simple as that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Titans are struggling.
All right. Cowboys, Raiders?
I like the Cowboys. I think last week was huge for them just to get that win on the board and get their confidence up, so I think they'll go on with it. And the Raiders have been very disappointing once again.
Looked like a different Eels last week against the Tigers this week.
Yeah, tipping the Tigers. I'm yet to be convinced.
Oh, no, but they did look good, didn't they?
They did, but it was an opportune time to take on Manly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I need to see that again before I can start being confident about what's to come.
All right. Have a great week, Peter.
Thanks, guys, and you. It doesn't feel like a Thursday, does it?
That's weird.
No, I know. Mm. No, I know.
Strange one.
All right. Take it easy.
But you're at work and I'm not, so always good. Bye.
Enjoy your golf.
See you.
Stay Sterlo. Your Sterlo selection is thanks to
Cardiff Motor
Group.
He might as well said murmur then.
Check out Knockout Deals. They're now on Cardiff Motor Group. This is Tenure and Steve.